This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The head of Adams County's health department says she's still totally in the dark about what's happening with at least one case of tuberculosis inside an immigrant detention center. The agency confirmed in a detainee of the GEO facility in Aurora an active case of TB, which is a serious contagious disease, last month. ICE says the person was treated and removed, and there are no active TB cases there, but hasn't allowed investigation. Kelly Weidenbach, the county health executive director, says GEO has stopped communicating.
We don't know what's going on in the facility without that communication and cooperation.
She spoke after a hearing in a court case in which GEO sued the state over a new law requiring stepped-up health inspections. The judge has not issued a ruling. Republican candidate for governor Victor Marks has a running mate. Marks named fellow Marine George Markert to be his lieutenant governor candidate. Markert says his military and business acumen make up for his lack of experience in office.
Just because people occupy an office or got elected doesn't mean they know anything about leadership. They know anything about integrity, know anything about service.
Markert tried running for Senate earlier this year but failed to make the primary ballot. The announcement came this morning in an interview on 710 KNUS. A new state law that puts limits on the purchase of semi-automatic weapons goes into effect tomorrow. It restricts the purchase of many semi-automatic guns and requires people to get a permit before buying one. Buyers must also take a safety training course and a test. Look for hot conditions this weekend across the Front Range with a heat advisory in effect this weekend. This is CPR News.